It's time for the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 20, Episode 5, A Credo. We have a lot to talk about. There's some not Fitbits, Fit Trackers, in fact. Benson's working out. And of course, there's Claudia. Stick around!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Claudia. That's right. I'm Yael Siegel. I'm joined by my panel. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
This is Taylor Gaines.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
And Felicia's here.
Hello, Claudia. It's Felicia. Claudia. Nice to meet you.
Claudia.
It's just spelled like Claudia.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced girl, Claudia.
Claudia. Girl, your name's Claudia. It's great.
Hello, who lied to you?
Oh, okay. Before we jump into a Credo Season 20, Episode 5, I would like to remind everyone of the RAIN hotline, the National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673, 1-800-656-4673. If you or someone you know is in trouble, has been assaulted, needs someone to talk to, please, please, please give them a call. Also, welcome to the SVU After Show. I'm going to say some stuff about this. Sometimes the show will talk about dark topics, and when things go dark, we go light. So this has been your content warning. This may not be the show for you if you may have escaped from a cult like this. Sorry. I tried. I warned them.
You did.
Great. Okay. Whew. This one. What'd you guys think?
I loved it.
Yeah?
This is by far my favorite of season 20, and there's only been 5 episodes, but
I liked so last good. Week.
I liked last week too, but this one just I'm like biased because I find cults like fascinating.
Well,
like anything cults, I'm like yes, we'll watch it, we'll listen to it. But I thought this was a great episode,
Claudia.
Classic Law and Order SVU.
Yes.
As soon as we got the okay, wait, it just went too fast of Brad. It was like, ha ha. Mm-hmm. We have layers to this story, and I do enjoy cults and prison-y things. So I'm on your team.
That's true. You do love the prison.
I have all
things.
The prison facts for you guys.
So great. I really liked it. I liked that I was right about multiple things. I called it as it happened. I called that first the body wasn't the daughter of those people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did call that.
I called that so good.
I was like, I wouldn't be so sure. And then she was right.
And then I called it that the lawyer, Claudia, in the end turned.
Yeah, you did.
I called both of those.
Those are good calls.
This is a big deal, guys. I'm never right on things. I'm like, never right.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Let's jump into this real quick because the like beginning part was less interesting. We met Claudia at the Women Empowerment Workshop. So everyone knows the Credo, Credo is a safe space where goddesses can open up and speak their truth.
Listen, you laugh, but like I feel like if there would be any cult that I would like be drawn into, it would be this one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm all about this. Like female empowerment, sister. It's like sort of like a sorority, but like bad.
Yes.
Not good.
I feel like the cult I would be in just would eat a lot. Like, we'd be like a cult of people who follow our taste buds all over.
I like
and all
it.
We do is care about food.
I think you don't understand how cults work. I agree, though, that I definitely think a women empowerment group, absolutely. I think the moment I realize that a man is leading a women empowerment group, I'm out. I am out then and there.
Mm. Something seems inherently wrong about it. It's like seeing like a dog ride a horse or something. You're just like, okay, this is possible, but it's not right.
Like, I love that comparison.
I like the idea. I could be okay with a man owning the company or being the one in the background, the business mind of it, but the man telling women, I know what's best for women. I'm here to help the women. You're trying to empower us. You know what would be empowering? Is if a woman was leading this.
Exactly. That's what Lila was for.
That's true. And Claudia.
And Claudia.
All right. So our victim is murdered. She has something. When they said her rib was cut out, I thought literally.
Like
her bone.
Yes.
They were like, her rib's been cut out. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And then they were like, no, they cut out a chunk of flesh.
Like, that's not a rib. That's not the same thing. Skin near the rib.
Right. Like,
that's like your armpit. It was really your underarm.
Yeah. So.
And it reminds me of the previous perps who, when they bite, they learn to cut out the bite marks.
Oh. Oh, wow.
That has been an episode.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
So, like, the fact that our detectives weren't like, oh, maybe it's a biter. You know what I mean?
I was hoping it was someone who liked to eat, like, flesh or something. Like, someone real crazy.
You are hungry.
I am.
So good. So we find out that there's in this... I put a note about how, like, she was found in a place where there's no pictures, mm-hmm. no cameras, no nothing. And I that's kind of not relevant. Yeah. They, like, made a big old deal about it. But it's not relevant.
It didn't end up being relevant.
All right. So we find out that it's Vicky who took the workshops and the classes and lived in the houses. Felt very familiar to me. And then...
Wait, back up, because we have to talk about the fact that Abby is literally shooting The Handmaid's Tale.
It was called Scarlet.
Yes.
Okay.
And they shot in Pennsylvania. The Handmaid's Tale shoots in Toronto.
But it was clearly
like the Handmaid's hat, Tale.
I really wonder if The Handmaid's Tale can sue.
It was quite close. I don't know.
Because
they didn't use the name.
Well, if Face Union can't sue, then I guess
it's true.
Neither can Scarlet.
Well, I mean, listen, Law and Order is good at toting the line between, like, that being reality into it and, like, mm-hmm. what's actually going on in our world. So I think they were like, okay, this is as much legally as we can do.
Right.
But we knew it was, as soon as they said a dystopia about when we were all a Handmaid's Tale, like, we already
know. And then
know.
They cut to it, and they're like, wearing the bonnet.
I was like, LOL, it's Handmaid's Tale. I was like, oh, it's like, Handmaid's Tale.
It's legit.
Yeah. Handmaid's Tale. So... we find that her ex-boyfriend Brad hacked her Facebook. That's why she got rid of it. That makes sense because he posted intimate photos and slut-shamed her. And then we find that Brad has her DNA on his shoes and jeans.
Yike.
Who pointed out that never happens? Was it you?
No. That we never get the killer immediately? Yeah, because like, you never know. So I'm like, oh, everybody's like, oh, yeah, definitely Brad. Like, that was, I was like, damn, that was too easy.
I was like, it's going to be animal blood again. He works in the kitchen.
I swore it was going to be like pig's blood or something like that. I was surprised they said it was her blood.
Right. Yeah.
Same.
His apartment was disgusting, too, by the way.
Why
like,
didn't they turn on the lights? They're walking around in flashlights looking for stuff. Turn on the lights, guys.
Did he even, like, pay his light bill?
They could have tried. They didn't even try. They walked in with their flashlights. Turn on the gosh darn lights.
And it was still light outside, too. It's like, okay, come on.
Open a window. Really, really pissed me off.
Riverdale with the lighting.
Yeah.
It's too dark.
All right. So Brad, we see, left a bar with Gina from Accredo. What? And then we find out about the branding.
This is based on the real life Nexium.
And we will tell you all about that.
I will tell you all about
that. So excited. All right. So I'm my notes are all scattered here because then we got to like the interesting part with the cult and Arlo and what he doesn't tell us to do anything. And we meet his ex-wife, Marina. And I was like so into this part because this is what was interesting. The whole Brad stuff was... Who cares?
Yeah, I was like, fast forward. Let's go.
And I really thought that the rape with the table leg would have been more relevant.
Mm-hmm. It was just random. I guess that was the relevance of it was to make it an SVU case with the table leg. But then I was like, you're a woman. And then I guess they were like, oh, we think that the perp is impotent.
Right.
But it's really strange. Even in reality, that a woman would sexually assault another woman like that.
Right, there has to be
a
reason.
The rage makes sense. Like, the stabbing, the rage. But, like, usually women, when they kill other women, don't.
But if they do, there's a reason. It's
probably
it's...
to think it was Brad.
Oh. That's a good point.
Maybe.
Maybe
I just,
to think it's a man. Throw off the trail.
Yeah, but it definitely didn't, because if it was a man, he'd...
Unless he was impotent.
All right, so my thought was we were going to get to something like because she was sleeping with Arlo and so...
Like a sister's wife
killed
type of thing.
Like, because that, even if it was just like a, Arlo's mine, I don't want to share kind of thing. Like, yes, he told me to stab her, but I also wanted to give it to her. Like, that would have made more sense to me. I think that one thing was missing.
Gross.
All right, so we meet Marina. They were married for 2 years. They started Accredo together. I wanted more about that.
Same.
Where this woman decided, I'm going to start a women empowerment group with my husband, and then I'm going to leave and let a man take over.
Come on, Marina.
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 Kick him out.
Come on, Marina.
Well, the thing was, like, he was married to Marina, and he couldn't, like, she could see through him. Like, she was like, okay, well, you cheated on me to tell me, to give her my jealousy issue. I really do wish that a man that I'm with ever tells me to help you get over jealousy issues, I'm going to put my penis in someone else. I'm like, oh, you know what's crazy? I have this fear of prison, too, so I kill you. I can just go there and get over that fear.
I love it. He was sleeping with Lila. It's to help you get over your jealousy. But that's the thing is, if she's started this empowerment movement, at this point, she should be so empowered, she could be like, go screw yourself. Yeah, get out of my movement. But instead, she's like, I'm done. I'm out. You left him with all these women. I'm not saying that she's to blame, but she's kind of an accomplice.
Yeah, Marina, you should have been better.
Do you guys wonder, and there's a particular scene, we'll get into it with Rollins and Arlo, but when they walked into that room and he had all those mattresses on the ground, I was like, can you just flip the switch and throw on a black light? Because I just know it's going to be on the wall or the mattress. Yeah. And then they don't even have fitted sheets on these mattresses. They're just random mattresses.
Bare mattresses. Let's discuss
like
that.
Like spring mattresses, not even memory foam.
It felt like the when we walk into women who've been trafficked and they're living in a house. That's what it looks like. Not like that summer camp bunk bed.
But yes, it was not. Oh, it was so gross. So creepy.
This is what it looks like when women are being trafficked.
Yes.
But I like that it was locked, and Rollins asked, why is it locked? And he said, there's a time for everything.
Disgusting.
There's also a swimming pool right next to it, which I thought was, like, pretty funny. You have this, like, nice swimming pool, and then you have these nasty mattresses.
I also wonder, was that supposed to be, like, the pool house that you turned into nasty mattress house?
It's very possible.
Well, I know the Playboy Mansion has a room it's not similar, but it's a similar concept, but the entire floor where you enter in it is actually a mattress. So it's one giant mattress, not a bunch of crappy ones. Mm. And I'm sure that they have memory foam. So I was like, is he trying to be like Hugh Hefner? R.I.P. Hugh Hefner. If he's trying to be like Hugh Hefner and have like a Playboy type of vibe where here's the pool and then here's where we shag. Like,
maybe.
Shag means do it if you don't know.
Thank you. Yes, the SVU audience does not know. That's interesting. That's an interesting thought.
It is.
I like where your head's at.
Like the writers. Playboy lifestyle is what he loves.
Because also Hefner thought he was empowering women.
Yes, and he, oh my
God. Oh, yeah.
Because he would always say, like, my girls can do whatever they want to do, and they're their own person. Yeah. That show was on, not to sidetrack, but damn, oh my gosh.
I like these connections.
Was this an inspiration? Please tell us if you wrote this episode.
All right, so we go to meet the women at yoga. We were all very disappointed.
No one went undercover.
If anyone should, it should be Benson, who's all Fitzbo
right now. I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. I wanted some undercover action so badly.
Yeah, but instead, Phil and Carisi go. We see Phil? Some... What did I say? Finn and Carisi? I'm tired. They go. They see them dude taking pictures. He talks about Gina. This is Gina's husband. Girl.
I loved that twist.
I'm so sorry. But Gina... could do so much better.
Yeah, but what a twist that was.
Yeah, that was great. I'm just saying.
There's some discrepancies in that, though, because he was like, they were married, and then a part of her storyline was her saying how she had bad choices in men. She would go to the bar and like kind of let men do whatever they want to do. And I was like, well, you were married, so what were you? I'm confused. And it was funny because bro was like, I just want my money back. Like, I don't even want Gina.
Oh, yeah, no, he's like, I'm done.
You can keep Gina's Gina. I just want my money. Like, I don't need anything else.
So Gina's foot is on Vicky's head. It's called starting over.
That was wow.
That's your first step.
Yup.
Did you get it? It's a foot.
Yeah. I liked it.
Dun dun. There's the sound effect.
Somebody's asleep out there. Thank you.
But it mimicked, it mimicked like that cult mentality, like gangs, and I mean, I don't want to say gangs, gangs are like like some hazing from like sororities and fraternities do that.
Absolutely.
Sometimes physical things to break you down and create like a closer bond psychologically with somebody. So it made sense.
A whole episode about that called Brotherhood.
Yes, and I just want to say, one of my friends actually like almost got lured into a cult one time because her friend was in a cult, and one of the things they made them do was to go to a hotel ballroom, go to the bathroom, and scream I'm not worthless into a toilet. That's a real thing. Don't join an organization like that.
Pass. I'm gonna pass on that.
But one. If you think, why would someone in their right mind like I'm gonna have an empowering conversation and speak my affirmations into a bowl where people poop?
Just saying, that's public a real
bathrooms
thing.
Are the most respected bathrooms. I wouldn't even I think know.
Yeah, seriously. At a hotel.
All right. So Vicky turns out was Gina's serf, and Gina was her lord. What is this?
Why are we using these words?
These are the terms. These are the terms you choose. Like, I'm sorry. I thought this was supposed to be empowering. Let's use other things like mentor or intern.
Let's
you know what I mean?
Medieval English language.
Even subordinate or something yeah. like
serf.
Something empowering. Like a like
mentee.
Goddess versus.
Like a goddess in training.
Like empress and. You know what I mean? Like, give me something. Serf and lord. She had to do what I wanted. And she wouldn't go to the next level of self-realization. What?
All right.
What?
That's like
not thinking for yourself will make you Thank be able you. To realize yeah. yourself. That's, oh, okay. That's so I have that extra brain power
that's
to
not how that works.
Find who I am. That's not how it works.
Oh. Wait, what?
All right. So then Rollins goes nuts and is like, "Get down! I'm gonna put my foot on you. Do you feel empowered?"
I loved Feisty Rollins in this episode. To be honest
with
you,
great.
All right,
you were here for it.
Yeah,
I was. I'm not a fan of. I'm pregnant, therefore I do stupid things.
That's fair. It was a dumb like reasoning behind it. We got a little bit more of it.
We'll get to that
later.
Okay. So then Gina admits that she put the blood on Brad, and that Lila is her lord. It's like Bigs and Littles.
Sorority.
Stop.
Yes.
Don't drag the sorority.
I'm so sorry. I was in a sorority.
So was I.
I have a big and a little. Good. So it's a. I see it. I mean,
it is though, because, and I think that's sort of was the point though, because it's like.
Yeah, but those would have been better words.
The sororities would have been so sad.
All right. So apparently Vicky was going to leave and betray Arlo. I wanted more of that. I feel like we didn't get the reasoning. We didn't get
it. Explained her behavior in the beginning, not wanting to do anything with
right,
them.
That
or
she
I don't
was
want to be
done.
Bothered. Yeah.
Why'd she go then?
You know? Maybe not to rock the boat.
I don't know. But it like very it was very odd that we didn't get the real like Vicky was done. She's pulling out. She betrayed Arlo by telling someone, or she betrayed him by standing up to him or whatever. But all we got is she was going to leave and betray Arlo.
Yeah,
that was it. So. We also find out that to get into the Inner Sanctum, you have to give up collateral. That's where the money came into it. The photos.
Which is a real thing.
And that once you're in the Inner Sanctum, you get branded with At His Mercy.
I'm going to tell you something about brands. Yes, it doesn't. Please. They don't work. Like that. Mm-hmm. That one is like too perfect. And brands heal differently on all people. So people probably never put it here because it can boil up. Like your armpit is not like an area you'd like put a brand. So I was like, okay, while I see it's like cute and like very feminine,
yeah.
But it's not really how actual like they
well,
boil over. Like
well, so Gina's was cute and gentle, but Lila's was more poorly done.
It maybe because it was the first one, steady maybe. Hand.
Yeah, it but takes like a half an hour to 45 minutes to
I also
someone.
Don't understand why they were like, yeah, yeah, brands, not tattoos.
Because it's Nexium.
Yeah, but still, either way is permanent and it's yeah. into your skin. And like a tattoo artist is a professional who does this.
Yeah.
Like a medical, like that has met, yeah. has like some like training. Knowledge about your blood, the skin, right. keeping it clean. And
where to do it, where not to do it.
And how did you get something in the shape of that At His Mercy? Like that's very.
Anyway. All right. So via Lila's fit tracker, we find out her GPS and we see the entire heart rate of the murder.
I thought that was so cool.
That was very cool.
That was super
that a
cool.
Lot.
It was just such a nerd moment in the middle. So Lila's arrested, and when she's taken in, they're all hugging and feeling their heartbeats. And
yeah.
then Finn, as they leave,
As you were.
So good. So that was such a great Finn moment.
It was.
I want to believe that it was improvised.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Probably not.
But in our soul, we're going to pretend.
Yeah. So Benson has this conversation with Lila about being in prison and what she should do and how she should make a smart decision and make a deal. And she says a lot of women are in here because of men's lies, which I questioned, but we've got some knowledge.
So I watch a lot of, I love Locked Up. I love stuff about prison, and specifically women in prison, because I feel like women are just totally different than men. So when, like, women commit crimes, it's usually, like, passion involved in it. And so there's a large number of women who actually are in correctional facilities because they were accomplices to their crimes of their partner, or and or they perjured themselves, mm-hmm. or, like, in some type of relation to someone else's crime. That's why a lot of women are in prison for that. So, it made sense. It was like a man's lie. It put you here, like, and now you're in here. There's multiple women who will tell you the same thing about it. If you watch this really good comedy special, it's by Monique. It's really random. It's on Netflix, but a lot. But it's a good, it's funny, but she visits women in prison. And, like 10 out of the 13 stories are, I was with a man and fill in the blank. So I was like, damn, this really happens to women.
It's crazy. Thank you for the knowledge.
You're welcome.
Love it.
Stop messing with dudes or you'll get locked up.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Turning everybody gay. So anyway, Benson has this really beautiful, worst kind of predator speech to Arlo. Her speech was so good. It was so Benson.
Yeah.
Like, classic, iconic, as some would say.
Iconic.
It had me shook, as some would
say. Thank you so much for using this language.
This is your language, is it
this
not?
This is Stan Twitter, yes.
I am trying to be hip and young.
You are so hip and
Thank
young.
Thank you. But then he applauds. I really wanted to punch him in the face.
Yep.
It's like, you do not disrespect Benson. She should lead a women's empowerment cult.
Oh my God, would join.
Absolutely.
Would join.
Done. So Claudia is his lawyer. And of course, when Rollins gives her speech and whatnot, Claudia is starting to question everything. And so Arlo makes bail and tries to get away with his ex-wife.
Yeah, what?
That was kind of weird. I was surprised. After she said she was done with him, right. She was living on her own. But then I thought about it some more. First off, she gives me Melania Trump vibes, so I really wasn't feeling her because of that. And yeah. Her name started with an M, too. And but also, why? It was like her lifestyle was very lavish still. Mm-hmm. And the cult brings in a lot of money. And there still could be ties there between sure. them. And she started this with him. So you don't know if he's financing her life or what the backstory is of that. I can't imagine that she gets nothing. She's his ex-wife legally. So my future and success and livelihood are directly tied into yours. So she's just as invested, even though they're not together. I was like, why would she do that? And I'm like, it's probably money. Because if it's not love, it's money.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You're so smart.
Thanks.
So cool.
Thank God she joined this panel.
I know. I was like, I wonder why that happened.
I don't get it.
Okay. Before we jump into more of this episode, we want to take a moment to thank the fans. Thank you all so much for being here. We have people in the live chat. Thank you for chatting with us. We love when you're here live. We will be here every week at 8 p.m.-ish on Thursdays. Ish.
At 8 p.m. on Thursdays.
Ish. So thank you for joining us. And Taylor.
Yeah, so in addition to SVU, our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you all again. Also, we're on iTunes and SoundCloud and now Spotify.
Yes, we are.
Hell yeah. So you can listen to this annoying voice all the time.
All day long.
You have a great voice.
Thank
Don't
you.
Say that.
You can listen to me talk about Benson all the time.
Who wouldn't want that?
20 seasons. Oh, it's such a good show. All right.
Speaking of Benson, they're in the live chat. And the chat is, like, actually all about little Noah.
Okay.
And his behavioral issues.
We'll get to that in a second. I want to start with this Fitzbo crap. So we start the episode with her working out. we've remembered that she's sad that she got winded that one time.
And hit the guy on the bike or made someone else hit a guy on a bike.
Or like broke a leg of someone on a bike. Such a funny, whatever. Weird. So it seems that she's really concerned now that she's not in the same shape that she was 20 years ago.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
You still look great.
Amazing. So
never changed.
This whole, and then the, I appreciate that the fit tracker tied into the episode. I like that. I wonder how much that will continue. Also, the fact that her her trainer called in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah. Who is this guy? Is this a potential love interest?
That's what
I thought. I mean,
he's fine.
He looks good.
Yes.
Character's personal trainers, his body's together. But I was like, is this to tie? I wonder, is this to tie into the episode or is this like a potential for something? Because he seems very adamant about her. And I mean, I've had a trainer before and then like they just like, oh, prepay, and then if you come or you cancel, right, like you don't get your money back.
I assume that part of it is that he's like, she's paid for the session and she's like, well, if I'm not gonna make it, you know, just call and remind me to run or something.
That would be so interesting to have someone that she doesn't work with to be a love interest. Every single person we've got for her has either been like in the squad room or like in IAB or like David Hayden was a defensive attorney.
He was a DA. And then we also had the Bill Pullman for that one episode, who was a journalist.
Yeah.
I'd love it if she's dating someone not white for once.
I didn't want me to say that because I was like, I'm a black person. But I was like, it'd be nice to see an interracial relationship with a beloved TV character.
Yes. Yeah.
It would also, on a primetime show.
Like, for her to branch out, like, not in the department, does not work in her industry, is not a white man.
Just totally different than her.
Yes.
Totally different job, totally different that vibe. His energy is kind of different.
For it.
I like that we're shipping this character that I'm pretty sure we'll never see again, but I'm in.
I'm here for it.
You guys know me. I like to ship things that don't make sense. Thank you. Okay, so Rollins and her Prego situation.
That belly was popped out so much this episode.
Yeah, it's been there the whole time,
but
guys.
It's just really pronounced.
It was that one outfit. She wore a tight shirt finally. She like gave up on trying to hide it.
Oh, yeah. Now she's not trying to fight. When she had the coat on, too, and he was like, he's like, you're so beautiful. Oh. And you're glow. Like, I was just like,
I'm going to say something controversial, I do. It's not appropriate to talk to a woman about what's going on in her womb.
Oh, that's not controversial. That's fact.
No, like this whole thing where people are want to talk to you about your pregnancy and whatnot. I don't talk to you about what's going on in your testicles. Why should you be asking me about my womb?
No, don't do that. Don't ask when you're having kids. Don't ask if you're pregnant. Just don't talk about it.
That's information that you offer someone.
Yeah.
And also another thing, too, people touch pregnant women. Yeah. I always think, like, just because it's sticking out of my body, like, don't touch it.
You don't ever touch someone without their permission.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. This is SVU.
Consent.
Season one.
This is the basics, guys.
Seriously. Anyway, so we hear this really sad story from Rollins about when she was little and the abuse going on in her house. We've always known that there's been issues in her house and with her family.
Her sister's a train wreck.
I love her sister.
Crystal? Kim.
Kim yeah. comes. Sorry, Kim,
Crystal
Kim's coming
is the
to town.
Character
to,
she played on True Blood.
Yeah.
Wait, she's coming again?
No, I said Crystal. I said Kim comes to town and she messes things up. And
oh,
she was
I
Crystal
thought
on
she,
True Blood.
You, I had Crystal inside information. No. She was coming back, and I was so hyped.
I feel like she will
probably when so. There's another baby. The thing about Kim is, you know, now that she's on her medication, she's supposed to be better. And this whole story was interesting, but I don't know that it was necessary because I feel this is going to sound weird, but I feel like we could assume that there was abuse in her house.
Yeah.
I think it explains her rage, though, when she goes on to talk about her dad throwing one of her mother's prized items at her and then proceeding to beat her, and her not actually being mad at her father, but being mad at her mother for taking that. So a lot of people who are in situations where they've witnessed abuse or maybe they've been abused themselves, if they've been abused themselves, oftentimes blame themselves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people blame the victim because why would you stay around for that? Right. Why would you tolerate that? And so in her mind, it makes her pissed off because I don't understand why these women are going for this bullish, you know, like, yeah. Even though I'm pregnant and my situation's bad and they keep pointing out to me, I still have a mind of my own. And that's something that is just like kind of like the common thread in her life. And you realize like, okay, well, maybe her relationships don't work out because, yeah, she saw a lot of dysfunction. But at least she knows when to leave and walk away. She's not crying over creepy doctor.
Right.
Like, she's kind of just doing what she has to do. And she doesn't understand women who don't do that. And I mean, I can't lie and say I don't get her point.
I just wish this scene and conversation would have happened in an episode specifically about domestic violence.
It felt, yes. The thing is, I think that, like, I sort of like the stories that we get, you know, of these, these characters, the background, you know, of their lives. But it felt sort of like, oh, this is like a convenient story. We can like stick right. here.
To
like,
explain her freak out.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know. I feel like we would have heard that back in season 14 or something.
Or even like when we got stories about how like she was raped or the story, when somebody pointed out to her that she always goes after like authority figures mm-hmm. With Declan and whatever. So I think that would have been a better place. It just felt out of place here. Mm-hmm. But I do get the correlation between, you know, women who go back to DV situations, but also women who stay in a cult, a literal cult. All right, so then we have this Noah stuff that everyone's excited about. He doesn't want to do his homework, and then he hangs up on Liv. Last time we saw him, he pushed her.
I love rebellious Noah. It's so interesting. It's so much more interesting than the sweet
relationship. I just wonder where it's going. Where is it going?
I'm kind of here for it.
It has to be going somewhere because it wouldn't be mentioned again. But it's also like, okay, I'm just being very transparent here. One storyline that I'm very tired of is the balance between work and being a mom. Uh-huh. And I feel like we're going to get more of that, like, oh, balance of work and being a mom. It's so hard because my 6-year-old son hung up on me on FaceTime. I would just be like, let me call you back, son. Hey, really fast, before you hang up again, when you get home, I'm going to beat that butt. Okay, mommy, I'll see you later. Love you. You can hang up now. Like, it's not hard to be, not that it's not hard, it is difficult, but it's not impossible. And it's not an everyday struggle to be a woman who has a job and a child or children. Like, stop making it seem like, oh, wow, this is so great. Because women can't handle multiple things at one time. And she's handling being a sergeant and she's a mother. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't care anymore. Like, we get it. She has a kid. Like, she had a baby. Like, of course, you have to mention him. But it drags on for me. And I'm just tired of that narrative of, like, you have to get the bacon and make it yourself and feed your baby. And it's like, no, Lucy or whatever the girl's name, it does all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sorry, I was real hating. No,
I don't want it to go that direction either. I hope it goes somewhere weird and new.
I would like it to go with something like he's acting out, you know, like something happens. Maybe he's mad that Sheila's gone. Like, I would like it to go somewhere new and interesting. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Maybe he, like, gets in trouble at school or something.
I just think it's interesting because, I mean, okay, yeah, it's sweet to see them, you know, reading together or playing with the elephant or having ice cream. Like, that's sweet and they're, like, cute scenes. But it's, like, you can only do so much of that before it just gets, like, repetitive and, like, almost unnecessary feeling. So I like the tension because, like, we haven't really got tension between them before.
It also, you know, when Stabler was there, when we saw his kids, it was relevant to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So, you know, when he went home and his daughter was online and the case was a girl who met a guy online, like, it was always connected somehow. Or it was that he hasn't been home for 3 days and his family's mad.
Kathy.
So I miss that. And if we're going to do this, otherwise we don't need to see him. We get it.
Well,
she has
hard
a kid. Because
he's still little. So that's like kind of hard. Like, where do you throw him in? But now at least he's talking. So maybe something interesting can come from that. Mm-hmm.
I really wish we would have gone with that other actor who was terrible and kept him sociopathic with no emotion. That would have been so much more interesting. All right. Thank you. This episode was very much ripped from the headlines.
Yes.
Taylor, tell us about the actual story.
Yes. So I'm like, I would say a NXIVM cult expert now because I did one after show on it.
How do you spell that cult?
It's NXIVM.
And it's pronounced?
NXIVM.
Okay.
Yeah. Because A&E did a really, really interesting documentary series on cults, and this was the first one they covered. And it, like, this episode stuck really, really true to the actual cult, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, there were so many similarities. Like, the whole collateral thing where you had to give them either pictures or, like, the deed to their house. That was true.
Oh.
The branding was true. Mm-hmm. The branding was the initials of the guy who ran the group, Keith Raniere, I think his name was. And so, yeah, it was a very very similar, like more similar than SVU has ever like stayed to a Rip from the Headline story, I would say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I know that in the Nexium cult, there was actress Allison Mack,
yes,
from Smallville fame. Yes. She played Chloe, who was recruiting women.
Yes.
So where would that connection have been in this? Was it during the Handmaid's? Sorry, Scarlet.
I don't know. I guess the meetups that they would have at the park or whatever.
Like the yoga.
Yeah.
And the empowerment workshops. And,
yeah.
Where they don't serve, okay, food.
Yeah. If you're, come on, you want people to show up?
First off, you want to make women happy, like food.
Free food.
Not cucumber water. Kind of.
Ridiculous.
No.
I saw your tweet.
Which one?
About cucumber water.
When did I tweet about cucumber water? Maybe
it wasn't you. I saw somebody tweet about cucumber water. All right. Anything else about the cult and the show that you want to tell us about?
I don't know. Just give the documentary series a watch because it is crazy. And they talk to people who were formerly in the cult.
Who got out?
Oh, yeah. Who were formerly very high up in it. Talk a lot about that. There was a lot of like sexual abuse going on in that. The serfs and the lords thing was true. I don't think they called them serfs and lords, but
because it's a stupid name.
It's stupid, but they did have like that hierarchy. And
right.
I remember another fact of the cult was the person would call you and make you do something, and if you didn't answer your phone within like a minute or 2 minutes, like you would get like abused, like physically abused, because you wouldn't like answer it fast enough or something in the middle of the night, even.
Wow,
it's crazy. It's very wild.
But I love watching my phone ring and not answering. That's my favorite thing to do. Is there anybody like from the Nexium cult, like who has come for, you know, like Scientology has like Leah Remini.
Remini, yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. They interviewed some of the people that did get out.
So what is the name of this documentary?
Yeah.
It's called Cults and Extreme Belief, and it was on A&E, and like I said, the first episode ever was about Nexium, and then you're going to love it and want to watch all the other ones, too, because they're insane.
And there's an after show here on AfterBuzz TV.
There is. Me and my good friend Juliette Fibert hosted it, so you should probably give that a watch, too.
Nice.
Thank
you.
Of course.
And then we do a poll here now with Taylor. Taylor does it. It's not my problem. We do a poll here every week that relates to our episode, and we'll tell you where to find it at the end. But for now, what is this week's poll?
Yeah, so this week's poll is, what's your favorite cult ish episodes? There's not like four episodes that are just cults, but
not
one
yet.
Of them, not yet, the first one, Charisma.
Oh.
One of my all-time favorite episodes. It's with the, I don't know how to explain this well,
it's the one with the little girl who's pregnant, and then it turns out that the cult leader impregnated her, but also I believe he may be her, not her father, but other kids in the cult that he's,
this one with like the dad married her at the like thing, that's that what it is?
No, that's, you know, the church about, right? One.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that's the Duggar family story.
Yeah, that one's crazy,
that
too.
That one's so good.
Oh. This one's like season six?
This one's really old. Go it's back. A good one. So the girl's pregnant, and then none of the moms will talk, and so they call, the mom calls the police to ask how she's doing, because they find her in the hospital, and they then voice connect the mom, because the mom was trying to get out, because her daughter's impregnated by the cult leader. And then in the end, she has a gun and she has to choose. And the way that she chooses not to shoot him is because he says,
she's in a hospital bed, right? This little girl?
Yeah.
With the
trash hospital bed with like the,
he like takes her into a like warehouse. So then she has to shoot, and it's either him, I think his name is Elijah. That's a guess right there, but it's likely. Or Benson. And he says, I am God. And she shoots him.
And he's like, oh, I forget what she says.
She's like, no one's bigger than God, yes, or something like that. Yeah.
With it's her big old
so
belly.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Great episode.
That's so literally, good. That's definitely one of the best,
okay,
episodes.
Okay, next episode of the poll.
Spellbound.
Spellbound is the one, we actually covered it here because it's a more recent episode.
18?
Yeah, 18. It's the episode where the woman gets, goes to this, group meeting or whatever,
oh, yeah,
and they want to do not, oh, what's the drug that makes you hallucinate that people do, and like, oh,
like
no,
out in the tent and stuff. Wasica, what is it called?
Yeah, that.
What is you guys do drugs? You guys
drugs,
know.
Drugs. Yeah.
Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, that one. So she, ayahuasca.
Yes.
Woo, good. So she doesn't work. I got it. So then she doesn't want to do it. And so he hypnotizes her and then rapes her. And then he has a recording of her consenting. But she didn't because she was under hypnosis. It's a great Barb episode.
Yes, Barba. Oh, so miss good. Him. Book of Esther.
Book of Esther. We just excellent talked about that
one. That was just last season, season 19, I believe.
That's the one with the crazy family that's being held captive. That one's a ripped from the headline. Whew, crazy.
That one's great. And then, of course, this one, which I found really great, too.
This was really fun, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not fun. Good episode.
It's a good episode.
It was classic SVU. It was yes. Great. Took you through a journey to get to
yeah. The and mess. You know what I realized? I think the episodes that are so great this season have had the least amount of stone.
Yeah, this had zero stone.
Yeah, it was great.
Just saying.
He was in Chicago.
Good. He should stay there. All right. Let's head into predictions then.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, the promo didn't give us much. There's a victim. We don't know if we can trust her. She's not who she says she is. You both connected it to different episodes. You connected it to one of your faves.
I don't think it's called Pretend, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it called Pretend?
I think so.
I always think I say Pretend, and then I'm like, oh, it's not actually called that. It's the one with the girl with the mouth wired shut. You know which one I'm talking about by now.
My name is Cassandra. Yeah, it's a great one.
So good. It was on, like, a couple weeks ago, and really? I watched it, and I was like, yes.
That one starts with the two boys fighting.
Beating the crap out of each other with, like, those plastic wire bats.
No, it was a wire bat and also a fluorescent light.
Yes.
Because she loved Riley.
I loved all of them.
And the one that you thought of.
It's from Criminal Intent, though, and it's, yeah.
Get
this
out.
Other Law and Order that you Who guys probably this? Never heard yeah, of.
That show does not exist in our world.
And the young lady was impersonating a girl who had been missing for years
there
and years.
There was an SVU episode of that.
But
too,
really,
yeah.
Well, you know, it's all Aaron Spelling. Genius.
Dick Wolf?
Yeah, whatever their names are. Them people. So
Who's
anyway. I'm tired too. I can't. You can be tired. I can't be. And I'm hungry.
We're
oh my
hungry
God.
Here.
Anyway. No, but anyway. In the episode, basically, she impersonates a girl who went missing. And only the one sister knows it's not true. Because that sister's the one who killed
That's
the girl.
That's the SVU episode.
This is SVU.
Yeah, it's the one where she has the fake clover tattoo. Yeah.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then yes. That's
you just outed yourself as a Criminal Intent fan. You didn't need to.
I do like Criminal Intent.
Unacceptable.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll see. So great. Yeah, that's also a really great episode. Yeah. I love that one. But that one was very similar to an episode we had last season, which was almost exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Stupid. So really, let's hope this is a brand new episode with a new story that we haven't heard.
Well, all they said was, what do you do with a victim that you cannot trust?
And it's like, is that not every episode of the show?
And I was like, is that not all the lying people that have come up and through here?
Right, because Benson has taught me that they always withhold something.
And then they mess it up, yeah. And later, some DA has to figure it out.
It looks like we're going to have a lot of stone next week.
Yay.
As long as he doesn't tell one of those stupid stories about that have nothing
turtles.
To do, that still gets me.
I'd love it if he is shirtless.
Hashtag rabbits.
Hashtag rabbits. All right, Stacey, Chad, and Claudia. Thank you all so, so much for joining us. Until next week, where you might be back, Claudia, where can people find
you? You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
And what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is at every1 hates fee. I'm not a tweeter.
You. Aw, thanks. You guys can find me on Twitter. I am a tweeter, so just beware.
Yeah.
On my handle, alphaba_, and you can find the poll there as well. You can find me on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_, and I host the Good Place After Show every Thursday at 6.
Yay! I'm Claudia. You can find me everywhere at Yell Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. You can also find me here on Thursdays for SVU. Bye.
Goodbye, Claudia.
Claudia.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.